It's hot. We're hot. We're happy to be here. Welcome to Homemaker Chic Podcast. We're back.
Yay.
Tiring, but better.
I'm so happy to be back.
A couple week break, but I'm so happy to be back.
Yeah. Shay. Hello. It does feel good. I am in no way ready for summer to be over. I see people already posting their back to school pictures of their kids. And I'm like, in what world do children go back to school in July? What are we doing? But that's fine.
Sounds uncomfortable.
I am not ready for these sunny days to be gone yet.
Yeah.
So, but this is good. Structure is good too.
Yes, I did feel the need for structure, which I think is going to parlay right well into our theme for this season, which we will reveal in a little while.
Yeah.
But we are Homemaker Chic Podcast. We've been sitting behind these microphones for 5 years. I'm Angela Reed of Parisian Farm Girl. My co-host is Shay Elliott of the Elliott Homestead. And we are two friends, 2,000 miles apart, 10 children between us, two husbands, one each.
Yep. One each.
We have been here while you're folding laundry, driving to work, unloading the dishwasher, pulling weeds, putting your makeup on, whatever it is that you do. We've been here for 5 years. Just inviting you along for this amazing experience of homemaking. And we're all homemakers, whether we have a little bedroom in our parents' home or we have our own home, or maybe we're taking care of elderly parents. We have such an amazing audience with so many different walks of life coming together to refine the art of homemaking. And
yeah,
we're going to do that again this season.
Somebody asked me, and actually somebody told me rather, that podcasts had sort of lost their luster. Do you think that's true?
I don't know. I mean, I have a couple that I listen to. But I don't really have any success finding new ones.
Okay. I actually found myself a couple times over the break thinking, I would really like to listen to a podcast about homemaking. And then I was like, you're not going to go and listen to your own podcast. That's really terrible. But I felt myself you know that when you want to you want to sink into the pocket of something, it's like, yes, when you want to dance, you put on dance music. There were times over the break where I wanted to be refreshed and rejuvenated and just kind of spurred on in my homemaking, which, you know, we'll talk about a lot this season, but it's really kind of hit this fun point I'm finding. And I wanted somebody behind me saying, yes, go with God. But yeah, I don't know about podcasts in general. You know, maybe there's a lot out there. So if you're listening to this right now, thank you.
We have a lot to choose from.
You have a lot to choose from. I know a lot of you follow us over on Instagram at Homemaker Chic Podcast. You review the show, you share episodes that you like with your friends, with your sisters, with your mom. That's how our show continues to be here. And it's funny, for all of the work that you've done on Parisian Farm Girl over the years and all the work I've done on the Elliott Homestead, nothing has touched people in the same way that the podcast has. I have more people reach out to me about the podcast. And maybe it's the form of media. Maybe it's just the long form, open, unedited conversation because we don't really edit.
No,
I don't know if you could
unfortunately.
Tell.
Unfortunately, there's so many moments I wish I could take back.
Oh, golly. That's why I don't want to go listen. I'm like, hey, remember when you said this? But I was telling Angela over the break that when my family was in Italy, I had two people come up to me in two different towns that were podcast listeners, which is wild.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So anyway, thanks for being here.
Yeah. So it's summer and you know that I do I called a joie de vivre challenge for the month of July. And the way I do that is I take my children to the beach every day for July. And I had two listeners who heard my voice on the beach and came up and said, they loved the show and thank you for the show. And that meant so much to me. I know it's kind of weird to come up to somebody in their bathing suit and be like, I listened to your show, but I'm so glad you did. So I would like to say hello to Selena from, let's see, Hudson. So she's over on Minnesota, Wisconsin area, and she has a restaurant, and I wish she would have told me the name because I would have given it a proper shout out. And also Ashley from Appleton. So
That's
within
fun.
just a couple days, they both said hello. So hello, ladies, and thank you for listening to the show.
Yeah, I like to think out loud here on the podcast. And as you're doing this, I'm thinking we should do kind of like Nateland does, where they read off kind things that people say and not kind things people say.
The not kind things ones are
But
awesome.
they're comedians, so it's like they can just take those lashings, and it's probably something that we could get better at is learning to
We
laugh at
cry.
ourselves. Yeah, we do cry, don't we? Goodness gracious, I cried 3 times yesterday, and I was not even like, I should not have been hormonally. That was not to blame. I don't know what my problem was.
'Cause life is a lot, Shay.
It's
Gosh,
a
I don't know
lot.
why we feel like we have to just like take a lick and keep on ticking. It's friggin' hard.
Well, it is
And it's
hard.
hot.
And the first tears that came were pretty early in the day. Stu hugs me and, like, okay, how can we work this out? The second round, he just hugs me. And by the third, he was like, okay. Okay, honey. Why don't you just go to bed? We'll just try again tomorrow. Some days you're the pigeon and some days you're the statue. That's just the way that it goes.
Oh, I've
But
never heard that one.
oh, really?
No,
Well,
I've never heard that one. There's an old there's an old art like country art country-ish artist from the early 90s, Mary Chapin Carpenter, and she
oh,
did
yeah.
the one Sometimes You're the Windshield, Sometimes You're the Bug song.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
Same kind of
But
thing.
pigeon and statue is
Pigeon and statue. You know, it was funny
fabulous.
because I love that quote that's like, you know, your rate for getting through bad days is 100%. So, like, I thought about that today during my Italian lesson, right? So, Angela does her French lessons, and she told me yesterday that she made a mistake that made her tutor so mad that he threw his pen, and was just like, come on, you know this,
He just went
right?
like, oh, like that. Like, just,
Exasperation.
I was like, I'm sorry.
I had one of those lessons today. My tutor has taken a couple of weeks off, and so I've been practicing, but not in the same way, right? Without having her to speak to and to correct me. And so we're doing our lesson today, and I'm just thinking, I'm looking at the time being like, oh my gosh, it's only been 12 minutes.
Low-key, Shay, I look up at the corner. I'm like, is it over yet? Is it over yet? I'm
how
always
am I
looking
gonna
to the
get
clock,
through
like,
this?
20
How am I
more
gonna get
minutes of
through this?
shame. Yeah.
And I would ask her a question, and she'd be just kind of look at me like,
The
okay,
look.
you're gonna figure that, you know this, you're gonna figure this out. And I just thought, all I have to, it's like a workout. All I have to do is get through it. Do I feel shame? Yes, I do. Do I feel stupid? So stupid. Do I want this to be over? Yes, I do. I'm like, you just want to wiggle out from underneath that, right? And there are days of homemaking like that. You're just
I
like,
still go back. Okay, I've had six babies. I still go back to the contraction analogy. It's not a contraction.
yeah.
You can get through it. It's not a contraction. It's not transition. You're not pushing.
Yeah.
You're not
Yeah.
like
You're gonna speak uncomfortable French for 1 hour. Okay, I can do
okay,
that.
yeah, even like if I'm like, and especially, you know, I do use that all the time, but especially for like timed things, whether it's something in my workout or whatever, like you can do it. It's 1 minute. You've
Yeah.
had a contraction for 3 minutes, so
Yeah.
you know, you can do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting? So listen, regardless of how this podcast finds you today, you can do it. You can do it. And I hate when people say this, so forgive me. But kind of the way out is through. And that pain muscle, even of homemaking, it is a muscle. Like, you really can strengthen it. You know what I woke up thinking? I don't know why in God's green earth this is what I thought of. I thought I should do a workout just of Bulgarians because I hate them so much. If you're
I don't
unfamiliar,
do them. I don't do them. I will. I
Bulgarians.
like, look, I have paid enough dues. I have paid enough dues. I just cannot stand them. I would rather do crunches
Anything.
at anything.
But they're so effective. So you put your foot up, imagine standing towards a wall, y'all, okay? And you typically have weights in both of your hands. You put one foot up behind you, So it's like at a 90 degree angle behind you, up on a chair or a bench or something. Then you squat down on your one leg that's touching the ground. Okay? Weighted.
And your contraction analogy goes out the window.
They're so impossibly hard. I still can't fully understand why
they're on the second one. And I think it's sort of like a body mechanics thing for me. I sprained my ankle really bad a couple years ago. And there's something about, like, I can't put my foot the way you're supposed to. I can't rest it flat like that.
Sure.
Like, I have to kind of manipulate the mechanics of it. So I don't really like them anyways. Like, to start, even before the excruciating knife gutting pain down the side of your leg, you know? Yeah.
But if you can do Bulgarians, you can do anything. And that is the season theme. No, I'm just kidding.
No, it's let's say thank you to our sponsors, and then we're going to reveal the season theme. So, friends, you know by now that I'm sort of a snob in general, but, you know, when it comes to linens, I want my sheets to feel like a dream. I want my pillows to hold their shape. I want my quilts to have the quality of something from my grandmother's hope chest, maybe even better. So if you're going to spend a third of your life in bed, and let's be honest, you should, the bedding should feel incredible, look beautiful, and last for years. Better, not more, is our philosophy here on the show. And that's why I only use American Blossom linens. They are heirloom quality linens made right here from West Texas cotton, no synthetics, no cheap blends, just soft, breathable sheets that get better with every wash. Beautiful, beautiful quilts, the kind of pieces that you can pass down and not toss out. Classic patterns and weight. I'm all about the weight of a blanket that makes you feel instantly at home. Their pillows hold their shape. Imagine that. So whether you're refreshing your bed or finally saying goodbye to those pilled discount store sheets, this is your upgrade moment. Visit AmericanBlossomLinens.com. And here's a little clue for this week's or this season's theme. The code is TOP20 for 20% off. AmericanBlossomLinens.com. TOP20. Trust me, you and your bed will thank me.
Yes. And while you're changing your sheets, clean under your bed, because I just pulled some stuff out from mine and was horrified that should I ever die and somebody has to clean through my things, that is what they would see. And listen, when I first got married, I filled my cleaning cabinet with all kinds of plastic bottles and chemicals and standard cleaners with things you can't pronounce that actually do a lot of damage to your body, turns out. I then went kind of full shoo in the other direction and filled my cleaning cabinet with only vinegar. Works great. This makes your house smell disgusting all the time. So Branch Basics is a really wonderful cleaner, a total homemaking game changer, because it doesn't make your house smell like vinegar and it works incredibly effectively. So here's how it works. You get one bottle of plant-based concentrate. Okay. This is a non-toxic concentrate. Then you mix it to different dilutions in different bottles. That's what their starter kit kind of includes. You have a window cleaner, a bathroom cleaner, an all-purpose cleaner, even hand soaps and laundry detergents. It's one soap for all the things. So powerful, non-toxic, and no chemical smells. So no fake lavender, no sketchy labels, just a cleaner that actually cleans. You can visit branchbasics.com/homemakerchic. Use the code homemakerchic because they'll give you 15% off of your starter kit. There's a link below in the show notes, or you can just visit branchbasics.com/homemakerchic. Use the code homemakerchic. 15% off.
Plus.
Yes.
Okay. So the theme this season.
Yes.
We want to talk about us. We want to share with you the way we do things. So we're going to do a season theme called Top 10. We're going to take you through these different homemaking subjects, and we're going to give you our top 10. So maybe it'll be 5 each. Maybe someday I won't be able to come up with a few, and it'll be 8 of Shay's ideas and 2 of mine. But we're going to do top 10. We're going to give you top 10 throughout this whole season. I think it's going to be cool. And I think kind of challenging for me, like, you know, a lot of things we just do at this point automatically. We don't maybe think, we all kind of have our routines and maybe have forgotten why we do things a certain way or whatever. So I think it'll be, I think it'll be really cool. Anything new going on in the Elliott homestead on the property?
We decided to put in a pool.
Yay.
I called Angela in misery. I'm hot. I'm so hot. She's like, why don't you put in a pool? I was like, well, I'd asked Stu about it before, but listen, I did a YouTube video on this last Friday because it was just like, aesthetically, we've worked really hard to like create something that we think is really beautiful. Plastic above ground pools don't really fit into that niche, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so Stu had always just been like, no way, man, we work way too hard. And that this was just a hot day, or I caught him at the right time, or the Holy Spirit moved. I don't know what it was, but he was like, let's do it. And I was like, yes.
Well, I told her, I said, you could get one of those. Ours is like a basket weave. It's by Coleman. You know, the Intex ones are typically blue and stuff. But I don't know, a couple of years ago, I was like, above the ground, not ugly pools, you know, whatever like keywords you have to type in. And I found this one that looks sort of like a wattle fence pattern, and it's brown. Yeah.
It's brown.
And yeah, it's brown.
Yep, same. Ours looks wattly. So yes, you see the blue. And yes, it looks like an above ground pool. But I just was
it
like,
it also looks like a relief from misery.
And that's just the point, was just like, this was what my video was about. Like, my living room is also curated and made to be beautiful. And I have a gigantic Lego table in it.
Yeah.
Because I have people in my house and I love them more than I love my aesthetic. And insofar as your aesthetic serves your family in your home, it's a good thing.
Yes.
Insofar as your aesthetic makes you say, don't sit on that couch, whatever, don't eat that fruit, it's arranged perfectly, or don't have toys, I'm not interested in that. I'm not interested in that.
I have two chairs I don't want my family to use. But they're from my grandparents' estate. They're horsehair. They're gorgeous. They're old. Like, there's no need to sit in them. There's a thousand other places to sit. And they're in, like, this room we don't, kind of like our parlor. You know, it's like,
ooh, you have a parlor.
The room with the piano. We call it the pretty room. It's just like the room.
Yeah.
The piano's in there. There's another smaller table that we can entertain at. We don't really use the room that much.
Yeah.
We have our smaller living room that's really small. I don't think our living room's much bigger than your kitchen, Shay. But we have a huge, like, sectional sofa. Ugly, perfect for the family.
That's what I'm saying.
And all the homeschool books and markers and Jenga and sorry. And, like, I love that. And I don't think it has to, like, that you can't have family-friendly stuff look good. I think family-friendly stuff is really charming. And it kind of dispels this myth that pretty has to be fussy and precious.
Mm-hmm. And I actually think that even carries through when you're younger, maybe when you don't have kids, but you have friends who have kids, you still want to have a home where you can just say, yeah, come on in. And also for like grandparent stage of life, where, you know, you don't want to have such a fussy house that you feel like your grandkids are going to ruin stuff. Like, that's just, to me, that's just a very unwelcoming environment.
Right.
For things. And that's not at all about what we're about here. That's not at all about what we're about here. So this has been kind of a fun change of things. And as it goes in the home, when a project comes in, sometimes then all of a sudden these different pieces of the project creatively come together. So what originally was just going to be an above ground pool, we put in, and now Stu is like, wouldn't it look great with a little deck kind of wrapped around here? And
of course
I was like,
it would.
Yes, it would. And wouldn't it look great with a little landscaping in this little corner? Yes, it would. And so, you know, it's not that we're like constantly looking for projects, but the reality is, like, life is just changing so fast. You guys, when we started this, I feel like, did we have kids still in diapers, or we were just out of diaper stage?
Well,
I mean,
they were four.
Okay. I don't even remember what age you potty train. It's before four, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But we had just come out of it and our kids were still really young, you know, so that means Georgia would have been as old as my youngest is now. So it changes a lot, and it changes That's really crazy. Rapidly. And people say this to you, but Stu asked me the other day, he said, okay, in 9 more years, even just a little bit less than that, our kids are not here anymore.
I can't.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what do we talk about then? Like, do you think we'll still think what we think about home then? Like what is
What will you and I talk about, or
well, yeah, in general.
or
So
you?
like we talk about homemaking here on our podcast, but then like we each have our, respective outlets, our blogs and YouTube channels and things that we do. And like, what does that look like when you don't have cute kids popping into your YouTube video and like you don't have six people to cook for? What, like, what, how does life change? What does that look like? What are you going to talk about? What are you gonna, do you think home is still as important, or like, do your priorities shift? I don't know. I don't know.
First of all, I don't like to think about that because I've
First
already
off,
had one leave home about a year ago today, and that wrecked me. And I got another one in the hopper.
back off, Amelie. Okay, we need you to
Unbelievable.
stay.
She ain't staying, girl.
know. I know.
Another one in the hopper, which is just crazy. So I don't like to think about it because it bloody hurts, and it hurt really bad, and still does. And but I am like, home was important to me before they were here, and I think that it'll just be, obviously it will be different, but I think it will be really interesting. I will have obviously more time to do things like paint and
Prepare for my
garden
Italian lesson.
and prepare for,
So sorry, Alessandra.
and it won't get undone as I'm doing it. And by the grace of God, there's a grandkid or two by then, for heaven's sake, you know. So,
That's kind of what I said to Stu is, I think we've talked to friends about this a lot. Okay, I'm gonna have two conversations. The first conversation is, I think maybe we hold a different view of retirement culturally than we should. Because
We, as in,
culturally,
oh,
like
culturally,
culturally, when you think of retirement, what do you think of?
I think of like this very, I'm going to use the word cliche, and I don't mean to offend anyone, but when I think of retirement, I think of like this cliche mindset of like, okay, they're gone. Now we downsize. Now we move to Phoenix. Now we, I don't know, we make everything smaller, and we, I just don't like, I have no really desire to do anything like that. But I feel like there's kind of this, okay, now everything stops and we do something completely different. I don't
Yeah,
know.
I think it
Maybe
can.
that's fair. I'm speaking very broadly and generally, you know, but that's what it looks like to me, like as somebody, maybe not even now, but like as somebody younger, when I thought of somebody retiring, I was like, let me guess, you're going to get a condo, you know, like that kind of a thing, you know?
I think culturally we tend to think about retirement in a really narcissistic way. Just regardless of what you do, it's like, yeah, I don't have to think about the kids anymore, or I don't have to think about work anymore. And so now, who am I going to think about? Myself, just myself. And I think we set our lives up that way, and I think you even see this, with grandparents who. I'm not trying to step on toes, but like there's no room for the grandkids to come over, right? They can't really. So like they can't, I don't know, it doesn't like meet the need of the family. I think too culturally, well, I think as a Christian, like that's not what we're called to do. Like the olders are meant to serve the youngers. So basically you're in a lifetime of service, and then your kids will be in a lifetime of service. And then their kids will be in a lifetime of
Okay,
service.
so I can we just like side branch there? Like that whole, I've been thinking about this, and
Hey, Mom.
in a, I guess in a,
I have a
I
huge
guess it's kind of
bucket.
runs parallel with retirement, but this thought of like people being older and this mindset shift of like, now you pursue me. And I've had thoughts like, you know, just mullings out in the garden and stuff lately. Like, no, I want to always be the one pursuing my children. I'm the parent I pursue.
Yeah, okay. I
I
haven't
feel
thought
like
about it like
that.
that, but I like that framing of like
And I don't want to speak to like whatever, but I dare I say it, that feels more biblical. Like the Lord is our Father. He pursues us. I don't know. I don't know. Like if maybe that doesn't even matter but I just feel like parents should do the pursuing. I feel like there's something icky and narcissistic about like, now I did the work, so now you pursue me. I don't know.
That's an interesting word. Yeah, I haven't really thought about that.
I'm not formulated all the way, but I've just been thinking.
That's what we like to do on this podcast. We just like to think out loud. We process thoughts.
I'm just thinking about that as far as, because I do have, I don't want to rush any of my children, but I am really excited to be a grandma and like white on rice, baby. Like,
I'll be up in that
like
zone.
Like Leanne Morgan when she goes,
love that.
Our baby. And then she says, like, her son tried to set boundaries. You know, they tried to set boundaries. She's like, just wait till you wake up nursing a lamp. See how you feel about those boundaries.
Yeah, first kid, like, you have boundaries. The second kid, maybe you have some boundaries. By the third kid, you're like, will someone help me? And look, I know we have a lot of young women who listen to this podcast. And the idea of retirement or being a grandmother may seem so incredibly far off that you're like, why are they even talking? Because what you realize is the habits that you create and the parts of your soul that you feed and that you nourish, like over the course of time, those land you someplace. Those land you someplace.
Oh, yeah, they're not arbitrary. They're like not going – they're not
they don't like gray. Dissolve they, and the new
they
ones grow.
they do something.
That's right. Yeah. So it's like even how now we're thinking about our home and having ugly things in our home like Legos or an above ground pool or whatever, or not holding on to physical things too preciously because we know that souls are more important than things or these kinds of things, like over the course of time that does it changes like the trajectory that we're going in now, but then down the road, it really changes where we end up, I think. And so when Stu posed that question to me, I thought my first thought was like, well, I'll be living in an apartment in Italy by then.
Well, at least half of the year. Come on.
At least half of the year. Okay. However, even if you're in an apartment, even that you're renting, you don't own a home, it's small, whatever. Why? Like, we can't not make a home. We can't not do those things that we do because it has ways of coming out and it bubbles to the surface. So when we were in Italy in March, you know, we were there for a month. We're not going to eat out every meal. That would be ridiculous. And so we would go grocery, unfortunately. But we would go grocery shopping. We'd hit up we'd had our favorite butcher. We'd had our favorite grocery store. We had our favorite vegetable store. And we would make supper. So here you are in a foreign country, like on vacation, right? Making supper and putting out flowers and dusting off the table. And I bought a tablecloth to put on the table. And like, you can't help but do these things that just bubble out of you. And I think that's going to be true whether you're 18 or whether you're 30 or 50 or 70. Do you think that's true or do you get tired?
No, I think that part of it, I don't see that part of it being tired. No.
Okay.
I mean, I
think you're a homemaker regardless.
I mean, I get flowers for my hotel room. Like I want to make my space my space.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. So it's like there's always homemaking, regardless of if you're married or not, young kids, old kids. It is kind of like this lifetime practice.
Yeah.
I guess, for lack of a better word. Right?
Yeah. So after you made the crack about having an apartment in Italy, then where did you land? What did you say?
Well, I just said, like Angela and I on the podcast, even though, you know, podcasts have lost their luster, quote unquote, homemaking is always relevant and people always need to be encouraged in it because homemaking is like working out. It's not always fun. The results are fun. The results are really fun and you feel stronger and you feel better and you feel healthier after it. But like, that doesn't mean you're going to enjoy it necessarily, you know, when you got to wash like blood stains out of things and empty the dishwasher again, like those aren't always fun things. Right. There's pieces of it that are more beautiful than others. So I said, Angela and I will always, always, always have things to talk about. Because if we're grandparents or there's weddings going on, right? I actually think the Pioneer Woman has done a really good job of this over the years because, you know, she started when she had babies and she would, she would share that along the way. She's never not shared from exactly where she was at. She's not always looking forward or always looking back. It's just kind of like, here's where we are. Here's where we are now. And appreciating each season for what it is.
Yeah. And I think, you know, I'm not looking for like this to be done.
Right.
You know, obviously I don't want them growing up so dang fast. I don't want this experience as it is right now to be over quickly.
Yeah.
And it's going to be over quickly. But I'm not looking like for this big gear shift, like the next thing. Okay. That chapter is closed.
And now my life can begin.
Yeah. I'm not craving that in any way, shape, or form. You just
no,
said
thank
something,
you.
And I was
no,
thank you. Up with it, and I just totally blanked on what it was.
Well, listen, real fast before we keep going, we want to remind you guys this season we do Homemaker Chic podcast. We've been with you for a while, but this isn't kind of the only place that we are. So we get a lot of messages and questions about different content and different sorts of things. So we're going to just remind you this season of who we are and what we do so that if you want to hang out with us in other capacities, then you can do just that. Angela.
I thought we were pre-recording these ones.
She's just staring at me. Okay.
I thought that was your perfect segue to the pre-recorded spot.
Okay. So I am over on the Elliott Homestead, which is a good old fashioned blog, ladies and gentlemen. And that's where I share farm life and cooking and kind of just the joy of everyday stuff. So we're on YouTube, but all the YouTube videos also get posted onto the blog. And our main focus of our work right now is in a few different places, but we write weekly newsletters, thrice weekly newsletters, actually over on Substack. We're going to put links to all of this below. So you can connect with us on our YouTube channel, on our Substack for our written essays. And then, of course, we do trips to Italy, K-Vita trips, Octobers and Aprils. That's not the right way to say that.
Probably not. We had pre-recorded it. You could say it just the way you wanted to.
And Angela.
Okay.
She's doing all the beautiful things over on Parisian Farm Girl.
Outside of this podcast, I am over on YouTube as Parisian Farm Girl, sharing French-inspired living, antiques, gardening, and homemaking with a slightly vintage twist. You can also shop a curated collection of French treasures that I find when I go to Paris twice a year at everydaychateau.com. And yes, that is what we call our house, an everyday chateau, because it's pretty and it has
and use it every day.
Ground pool.
That's right.
And you can join me for guided trips of Paris and the surrounding areas. We do flea markets, food, and unforgettable beauty. And those are also in April and October because everything I do is scheduled around gardening season. Yeah. So you can find me on YouTube, Substack, at the shop. And of course, I would love to share Paris with you someday.
I think we should do, I'm thinking out loud here.
Okay.
I think we should do a Homemaker Chic Angela and Shay in Paris trip and then a Homemaker Chic Angela and Shay in Italy trip.
That would be crazy. We could just go from Paris to Italy,
Sure.
Yeah, that would be a riot. A special edition.
Come on. That would be so fun. Okay, links to all of this where you can find us in various spots, we'll make sure that we put below the video. And we might pre-record that from now on.
We'll see.
We shall see. You know, okay. It's funny. Like, we talk for a living, but I swear, if you give me like something I have to read, it was like, well, I can't read. I don't know how to speak. Like, I can do it off the cuff. Fine. But dang. You put words in front of me. It doesn't always go so well.
That's funny.
Just ask my Italian tutor.
Okay, well, something really major happened. I didn't get an above the ground pool because we have it's all bent up and fabulous and filled with algae, but it does the trick.
I had a birthday.
You had a birthday. I was wondering which big thing. I was like, are we talking about the cow getting out? What story are we going to tell you guys here?
Last night, I was
focused on the birthday first, and then you can tell the fern story.
The fern story.
Angela.
So I did it.
Yep.
I'm 50.
Yep. And you feel?
Fabulous.
Fabulous.
Fabulous. I've worked really freaking hard to feel fabulous at 50. Like, I have been really intentional about it. I know it sounds dumb, but since I was like 32, I was like, all right, this is coming. We're gonna feel good.
An 18-year-old ago.
Right?
What do you think's made the biggest difference?
I think the biggest difference has happened in the last 5 years.
Okay.
Just because I kind of did nerd out on health and alternative ways to circumvent. What am I trying to say? Like, prevent.
Preventative care? Preventative care?
I guess. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Whether it was sauna or cold or.
Yeah.
Or eliminating stuff, trying to learn more about what vitamins and minerals and what have you. Because for a really long time, because I have been interested in alternative things like that for 30 years, I was more about like what I don't do, like
or
what I don't eat. You know, I was that, and that's an easier path for sure. You know, like a long, 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 long time ago, we had a family friend who had MS. And I remember my family standing around and talking. And she said, this is like before we ever heard of seed oils or anything like that. And she said that she doesn't eat anything with partially hydrogenated oils because it settles like nickel in your veins. Like I heard this probably 30 years ago at a family chit chat. Okay. And I just went noted, you know, and just started to try to avoid at all costs partially hydrogenated soybean oil, for example. You know, so as I was growing and aging or whatever, I would just eliminate. And I think now in the last 5 years, I'm more intentional about like what I do, not just like, oh, here's what I try not to eat GMO foods. Now I'm seeking out magnesium or da 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 or vitamin D or whatever. So I don't know. It really interests me. I know whatever's going to happen is going to happen, but its idea of taking care of yourself is very, very intriguing to me. And I woke up that day and I felt really good. Like, yeah. Well, you should. Like, you're trying to feel good.
Yeah. So. You're doing a lot of things to feel good.
Right.
You're doing a lot of things to feel good.
Mm-hmm. And I want to feel even better. So,
yeah. So do you have a next step for that? Or what?
I do. I heard this thing about, I heard this thing yesterday called the Norwegian 4x4. And I'm all about it.
What is it?
I don't.
It sounds like a really terrible move you do in the gym.
It sounds like a Bulgarian.
It sounds like a Bulgarian.
It is.
Norwegian 4x4?
The Norwegian 4x4.
Oh my gosh. Yeah,
you're Norwegian, right? Are you Googling it?
No. I can, though.
Okay, so Norwegian 4x4. So, you know, this idea of sprints, when I go on my walk, I'm all about the weighted vest, you know, I'm like that big cliche Instagram, you know,
perimenopausal weighted vest.
Exactly. And so I do these hills and I sprint up the hill 30 seconds. It's terrible. I mean, I got like prolapse. I've had babies. I'm falling apart. I'm sprinting, you know, it's terrible. Mm-hmm. 30 seconds. I'm like, I can do it. Cause it's not a contraction, you know?
It's not a Bulgarian.
It's not, exactly. So that's really good for you. Hip, that like the idea of a hip workout being so, so good for you. And even my doctors, now I have a doctor that I'm meeting with and she's It's interesting. It's one thing, I think, to hear it on a podcast or see it on an Instagram reel and be like, ooh, that's what I need to do to be healthy. But when your doctor says emphatically, you have to eat within 30 minutes of waking up, 30 grams of protein, emphatically, minimum 100 grams of protein a day, emphatically, you must be lifting weights, Angela, and you need to be doing HIIT workouts. You're like, oh, okay. I don't know. It just feels different to be in an office and have someone say it to you. Like, this mm-hmm. is not just a trend. These are what you need to be doing, whether mm-hmm. you feel like it or not. So I do the HIIT workout. The Norwegian is like a HIIT workout on steroids. Mm. I think it's like 4 minutes. Cajones out.
No way.
Yeah.
Listen, I did that trying to catch a plane in London Heathrow and I threw up. Okay. Do you guys remember that story?
Yes.
Shooting back that first class orange juice that wasn't mine.
Did you just grab it as you walked by?
I did. I was like, I'm gonna
and he just runner just he off like, the folding table.
He just freaks out seeing my face. He just holds it out to me.
Oh
just
my like, gosh.
Ka-shung! Throw the glass against the window. Run to the bathroom. No, I'm just kidding. Four minutes. Okay.
Of intense exercise followed by 3 minutes of active recovery. Repeated 4 times.
Can that mean like 4 minutes of jumping jacks? Because I could do that.
Oh, I would fall out. I could not do a jumping jack. That would be so really bad. This scientist I heard talking about, she actually suggested like bicycling. Like she said that.
Oh, okay.
You know, I don't think she meant just like a run at break.
Bicycles are good because they hold things in.
They hold things in.
Yeah, you got pressure.
You got a little floor, in the right direction.
Oh, that's intriguing.
But here's the thing, though. Why it intrigues me. So I have hereditarily really high cholesterol.
Yes.
Really high. And I have a history of heart disease in my family. So I've always, again, that's a reason I've always worked out, because that's always been in the back of my mind. My grandma died at 56 of a heart attack. I've got lots of unhealthy hearts. It's always been in the back of my mind. She said she specifically used the age of 50. She said research shows that someone 50 who starts the Norwegian 4x4 and does it for 2 years, their heart looks like, because your heart shrinks mm-hmm. as you get older. Like it's
a muscle.
Big and healthy and fabulous of a 30-year-old after 2 years of the Norwegian 4x4, this study showed.
How many times a day? Or how many times a week? I mean...
I don't remember what she said.
Okay.
I have it like,
I'll listen to it.
This podcast.
Okay. I'll listen to it. That's interesting.
I think just a couple times a week, nothing crazy. It's not like a 5 days a week thing.
Yeah.
But I just thought I could do that.
Yeah.
I could do that to have the heart of a 30-year-old at 52.
Yeah.
I could do that.
Yeah.
So that really, really intrigued me.
Look, these are good things. It's good to have the next steps too. That doesn't mean... It's all steps, progression toward something, right?
Yeah, there's no like light switch flip. And you said a while ago, did you use the expression about being accountable to your future self?
Yes, I told you that somebody encouraged me to print out one of those old aged photos of yourself, hang it on the wall where you work out or whatever, and say, what am I doing for her? Like, the two things I think about the most is like, well, I want her to be able to speak Italian. Okay. I want her to be able to do that. So like in 70, when I'm 70, you know, like I know now you're just learning the conditional tense and it makes you want
to
punch something, but like she'll know how to use the conditional tense. Okay. She'll be as healthy as she can physically. There's so much that we can't control about what happens to our bodies, but there's a lot that we can
control. There's so much that we can.
That's right.
Yeah.
Or like even you going back to like, she's going to pursue her children. She's going to like have sought after them and kept in fellowship with them and kept relationships mm-hmm. with them and become a meaningful part of their lives, even mm-hmm. as they start new lives, which is mm-hmm. what they're supposed to do.
It's what they're supposed to do. Another thing that is a huge motivator for me is I do feel accountable to my children. Mm-hmm. I chose selfishly. Now this, I'm not calling everyone selfish. I'm saying I selfishly chose to wait to have children. And now I'm going to be older when they're younger. You know, like there's, that's a difference. I mm-hmm. had my last child at 41. Mm-hmm. I feel very, very accountable to Junior to be the freaking healthiest 90-year-old for him that I can be. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it
that
weird?
Is a huge motivating factor for me.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. You. No one prepares you for how differently your kids experience their parents. Mm-hmm. Like, right? You and Joel are just you and Joel. But like Aiden had a different Angela and Joel than Junior had.
Yes.
Aiden was born in a different family and in a different way, in a different environment with different mm-hmm. memories than Junior. Mm-hmm. But they're as like as close as really two people could be. I mean, they're full genetic relation to right, each other. It's right. kind of weird.
It is weird.
It is. And there's no way around it just because, you know, we had 4 and 5 years. And even then, I thought when Juliet is George's age, George is gone. George has been gone. Mm-hmm. That made me feel really sad.
It's sad to see like Junior gets so excited when Aiden pulls in the driveway. You know, it's sad.
Oh, it's weird.
Yeah.
Life is weird, but we're here for each other. We need to be here for each other. So yeah, let's keep doing that here on the podcast. I'm really excited about this season to kind of put our head down and you know, we've steered away from giving like crazy lists or like bullet mm-hmm. points on the podcast. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I do like the idea of refinement. And so whether we're talking about our top 10, like things that we're doing right now towards health or family management things or scheduling things or, you know, whatever. There's so many different, mm-hmm. of course, we'll have to do a fashion. Here's what no one talks about as you get older, your face, your jowls. And you're like, I understand they like, no one talks about like the transition of your face. They talked about being old.
Yeah.
And being young, but like the in between is a really funny time.
Yeah.
Where you're not who you were, but you're not old.
Yeah.
But you're just not what you were.
Right.
So we're going to talk about that.
It is kind of weird. The downward trajectory.
Just downward.
Have you seen those like things on those people on Instagram? They're like squeezing and pulling and
I'm going to get them.
Crazy.
This is just the way it's going to go. I just need to do it as best as I can. So if we need a new haircut, if we need a new color scheme, what are we doing? That's fine. Just these are things that transition as you get older. So. Yeah. We're going to have to touch a lot of bases this season. There's a lot of things to talk about. So, so we look forward to spending this time with you each Monday. And as always, please check out the show notes. So you got to click the little arrow right down below the show to expand the show notes. Okay. But if you do that, then you'll be able to see our Instagram link to all the different things, to our websites, YouTube channels, European
discount codes,
and trips. Everything. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Advertiser codes. So there's going to be a lot more information there. Did I miss anything?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, ladies, we're so happy to be back with you. And gentlemen, I know we've got a couple of you out there too. You're loved as well. And we'll be back here with you next Monday then.
All right.
For a great season. Okay. Cheers.
Cheers.
From walking barefoot in the snow to hiking for miles for a view, it feels good to connect with our simpler side. Simplifying your wellness with Kachava's all-in-one nutrition shake feels good too. With 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and more. No fillers, no nonsense, just the highest quality ingredients. New customers get $20 off an order of 2 bags or more now through January 31st when they go to Kachava, kachava.com, and use code FITNESS.